Consumers are constantly tracked when they go online. According to Attorney General Rob Bonta, data is power and everyone wants it.
Corporations collect and sell troves of your data in order to know intimate details about your life on a scale we couldn't have imagined not even 20 years ago. Your online habits and locations are constantly tracked. Your behaviors and interests are identified.
Retailers use this data to target potential customers, but according to California's privacy law, they must disclose to consumers that they are selling their information and give them the opportunity to opt out. Sephora did neither. Bonta said these violations also failed to honor global privacy controls.
Global privacy controls are powerful tools. They allow consumers to opt out of all online sales in one fell swoop by using a browser or software extension to broadcast a do not sell signal across every website they visit without having to click on an opt-out link each time, one by one.
Bonta said that Sephora is not the only company violating consumer privacy rights. The California Department of Justice has sent out over 100 noncompliance notices, including over a dozen this morning. Businesses that receive the letters will have 30 days to cure the alleged violations or face enforcement action from the Attorney General. However, the provision that allows businesses to receive a notification about noncompliance before facing enforcement expires on January 1st of next year. Bonta says after that, there'll be no grace period, just immediate penalties.
It's been more than 2 years since the CCPA went into effect, and businesses' right to avoid liability by curing their CCPA violations after they are caught is expiring.
A federal privacy act was also introduced in Congress in November of last year, but has not yet been voted on. This is Semra Vigneault with KPFA News.